我们下午的崇拜聚会要跟各位互相勉励的题目是良莠不齐。
This afternoon, I would like to use this topic, good and evil mixed, as our mutual encouragement.
这个世界上本来就是善恶混杂在一起的。
In this world we're living today, we have good and evil mixed together.
有时候人特别拣选一个团体，但是这个团体呢，也没有十全十美。
Sometimes man would choose this specific group to associate with, but this group would not be perfect.
那么教会也是一样的。
Same for church.
有的比较好，有的比较差一点点。
Some are better and some are worse.
总是一组呢，混杂在一起。
They're always mixed together.
那么下午呢，我们要根据主耶稣在述的时候所讲的一个比喻呢，来探讨这个问题。
And this afternoon, we would like to study this issue by using a parable Jesus talked about when he was on earth.
现在请看马太福音十三章。
Please turn to Gospel of Matthew, chapter 13.
四十七节到五十节。
Verse 47 to 50.
马太福音十三章四十七节到五十节。
Gospel of Matthew, chapter 13, verse 47 to 50.
天国又好像撒网，这网撒在海里，集拢各样水族，网聚满了，人就拉上岸来，坐下，捡好的收在器具里，将不好的丢去。四十九节。
49。
世界的末了也要这样，天使要出来从一人中。把恶人分别出来，五十节。
50。
丢在火炉里，在那里必要哀哭切齿了。主耶稣在这边讲到这个撒网的比喻啊。
Lord Jesus talked about the parable of the net here.
他说，天国好像网撒在海里。
Here he said the kingdom of heaven is like net that was let down into the ocean.
第一个印象让我们。能够了解的就是福音的网。
The first impression this parable gave us is that this net is the net of gospel.
天国里有很多神的恩典。
In the heavenly kingdom, there are many grace of God.
借着福音的网呢，把它撒在世界的海里。
And through this net of gospel, it was let down into this world, this ocean.
但是在大海里面有很多的水族。
But in this ocean, there are many kinds of fish.
各式各样，不是人全部都喜欢的。
And there are different kinds, and not all of them are liked by man.
所以，渔夫在海里捕鱼呢，他有时候呢，有固定要捕哪一种鱼。
Therefore, when a fisherman is fishing in the ocean, they might specify which type of fish they want to catch.
但是这里提到福音的网撒在这个世界上。
But here it says the net of the gospel was let down into the world.
无论哪一种的人呢，他都邀请他们来。
No matter what kind of man will be invited to come.
不分好坏。
Does not matter good or bad.
但是要分好坏，要等一段的时间。
In order to see the difference between good and bad, you have to wait for a while.
因为人总是不了解彼此之间的事情。
Because man cannot understand the matters between each other.
不应该把它捞上来的，还是把它捞上来。
And so we might catch those we should not catch.
因为人呢，总是没有办法很深刻的去了解。
Because man cannot understand deeply.
所以神不会怪我们。
Therefore God will not blame us.
但是一个不好的人被捞上来呢，渐渐会变好的也有。
But if an evil man was catched by the net, they might slowly turn into a good person.
所以渔夫要坐下来捡的这一段时间是相当长的。
So it'll be a long time before the fisherman would sit down to collect the good ones.
那这里提到世界的末了也要这样。
Here it mentioned that in the end of ages, it will be like this.
所以主耶稣讲这个比喻呢，有含着就是恩典时代的末期呀。
So when Jesus talk about this parable, he include the end of the gospel times.
那么也就是从主耶稣成全救恩以后呢，进入这个恩典时代。
That is after Lord Jesus fulfilled the time of salvation, we enter this time of grace.
一直到现在。
Until today.
这个福音的网啊，不断地撒在这个世界的大海。
This net of gospel was continuously let down into this world, this ocean.
不分种族啊。
It does not matter which race you are.
但是有些宗教呢，啊，偏偏有分种族。
But some religions, they separate the races.
像主耶稣在世传道的时候，犹太人都是要向犹太人传道的。
For example, when Lord Jesus was preaching on earth, he could only preach to the Jews.
所以连主耶稣也有这种观念。
So even Lord Jesus had this concept.
他认为犹太人以外的人不配来得神的恩典。
They think that people other than Jewish people could not, was not worthy to receive the grace of God.
但是这种观念呢，渐渐改变。
But this kind of concept is changing slowly.
渐渐的，有犹太人以外的人来接受神的恩典。
And gradually, we have people outside the Jewish community to come to accept the grace of God.
同样的，真耶稣教会是从中国建立起来的。
Similarly, True Jesus Church was established in China.
但是我们传福音的对象老是针对中国人。
But we always target the Chinese when we try to preach the gospel.
难怪因为文化观念相同比较容易。
It is because that we have the same cultures, so we have the same concepts, so it will be easier for us to preach them.
但是有时候还是要去突破这种情形。
But sometimes we have to overcome this barrier.
文化观念不一样的。你要进去当然不容易把这个神的恩典介绍给他。
It is of course difficult for you to introduce the grace of God to those with a different cultural background.
当然呢，要突破进去是非常艰难。
Of course, to break this barrier and to enter into their community would be hard.
虽然是艰难，还是要去做的。
But no matter how difficult, we should do it.
不过到目前为止，真耶稣教会在世界上还是寥寥无几啊。
But until now, there are not many true Jesus church established over the world.
我们要再努力的还有太多太多了。
There are still so much more that we have to work on.
所以这个天国的这个福音的网啊。
So this net of gospel from the kingdom of heaven.
要继续撒下去。
Will continue to be let down.
虽然主耶稣讲这个比喻呢，让我们多少了解是恩典时代的末期呀。
So even though when Lord Jesus talked about this parable, we know that it's referring to the end of the time of grace.
但是还是要继续去撒这个网。
But we have to continue to let down this net.
那这比喻里面也让我们了解属于善的呢，他未来的。摆在他面前的是一种光明又永恒的未来。
And from this parable, we can know that all those who are good will have a bright future.
这种福气太大。
And this is a great blessing.
那么分别成为不好的人。
And those who are separate as evil.
那他就跟好的人不一样的。
Then they will have a different ending as those who are good.
这是在五十节告诉我们的。
This is recorded in verse 50.
当然呢，我们希望每个人都能够成为优良的神的百姓。
Of course, we hope that all members can become good citizens of God.
但是在神国里面呢，也继续保持的善恶混杂在一起。
But even in the kingdom of God, we still have good and evil mixed together.
所以你要在世界上找一个完美的教会，我保证你很困难啊。
I guarantee you that it's difficult for you to find a perfect church on earth.
总是一直保持良莠不齐啊。
It's always that there is good and evil in the church.
所以人与人之间不要互相批评啊。
So among us, we should not criticize each other.
也许有的人认为自己是优良的，不见得。
Maybe some will think themselves as good, but they might not be.
也许你认为哪一个人是不好的，也不见得。
Maybe you consider someone as wicked, but they may not be.
时间会考验一个人。
Time tests a person.
这个前面的那个比喻啊，就是天国好像商人啊。
The parable preceding this one is the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant.
商人呢，他有这个变卖一切来买更宝贵的东西的这种智慧。
A merchant has the wisdom to sell everything to buy something that's of greater value.
变卖就是一种悔改。
To sell everything means repentance.
所以不好的人不断的悔改会变成好的。
So if a person is wicked, as long as he continues to repent, he will become a good person.
好的人如果呢没有继续灵修修正自己，也会渐渐不好。
But a good person, if he does not cultivate himself spiritually, then he might turn wicked.
所以这个比喻呢，还不能够断定谁是好的，谁是不好的。
So by this parable, we cannot decide who is good or who is bad.
为什么
？Why?
因为49节告诉我们。
Because in verse 49, it tells us.
这是天使的工作。
This is the job of the angels.
人没有这种能力啊。
Man does not have this ability.
从古到现在，没有一个人真正了解一个人。
From the ancient times to now, no one really understands another person.
因为人诛面不诛心。
Because as humans, we only know other person by the surface, does not know their heart.
有的人面相不好看，很凶恶，但是内心善良。
Some people might look mean, but they have a very kind heart.
有的面相很慈祥很好，内心不好，这个也有。
Some people they might look kind on the surface, but they have a wicked heart.
不过呢，可以做参考。
But we can use these as reference.
面相你觉得很慈祥的人，多少少都会比较好啊。
If a person looks kind, they might be kinder than other people.
除了少数的人面相不好，这个是从小生下来就是这个模样的。
There are some people they are born to have a very mean face.
但是一个人呢，长期在一个善良的团队里面呢，他的面相会改变。
But if a person is always associated with a good community, then his face would change.
因为受到这些好的影响。
Because he was influenced by the good.
讲话啦，举动啦，都会写好的。
The way he talks, the way he conducts himself will become good.
因为好的占多数啊。
Because the good are the majority.
你这种不好的举动在这个团体里面太孤单，没有办法发挥啊。
And by conducting yourself in a bad way, you will be lonely, so you cannot continue to do so.
所以教会就是一个好的地方啊。
So church is a good place.
有少数不好的进来会变好。
If there are a few wicked ones that enter into the church, they will gradually turn into good people.
这就是神国的奥妙。
This is the mystery of the kingdom of heaven.
我们如果能够懂得这些道理啊。
If we can understand these truths,
真的会越来越感谢神的恩典啊。
Then we will thank God more for his grace.
所以主耶稣讲这个比喻呢，真的值得我们去探讨。
So this parable told by Jesus, we should search it.
除了这个比喻里面有提到善恶混杂在一起以外，
This parable not only mentioned that there are good and evil mixed.
像十三章里面的这个麦子跟稗子的比喻也是一样的。
And also the parable of the wheat is the same meaning.
这个比喻我在这边讲过。
I have talked about this parable before.
稗子不一定永远是稗子。
The weeds might not always stay as weeds.
也许也会变成麦子。
Maybe one day they'll turn into good grains.
但是人的错误观念就是把这个不好的人注定永远不好。
But the wrong concept man is to condemn a bad person as always being bad.
那如果这种观念一直存在，就否认了主耶稣所讲的其他的比喻啊。
If we hold on to this concept, then we deny all the other parables spoke by Jesus.
那么主耶稣在讲这些比喻，不是随便讲一讲啊，真的有一套，有那个顺序在里面。
And when Jesus told these parables, he did not just spoke of them casually. He spoke of them in order.
所以，当我们深入了解以后
So after we understand it more deeply,
我们属灵的知识就会增加。
Our spiritual knowledge will increase.
啊，增加以后呢，我们就会提升我们的品格啊。
After we have more spiritual knowledge, our virtue will increase.
所以被福音的网啊，这个网住的人有福气了。
Therefore, those who are under the net of the gospel are blessed.
所以暂时不要说谁好谁不好。
So right now, we should not say who is good and who is bad.
良莠不齐啊，这个一直会保持到主耶稣来。
This condition of good and evil mixed will continue until the day of the second coming of Jesus.
到最后才交给天使啊。
And the end, this job of separating them will be onto the angels.
那因为这个比喻的这个道理很丰富啊，我笑着讲47节。
And because there is abundant teaching in this parable, I will only talk about
47节
verse 47 this afternoon.
就是网跟海这个连带关系。
And that is the relationship between this net and the ocean.
先说网。
Let's talk about the net first.
这是一种呢，啊，大拖网很大的。
This is a very big net that was dragged in the ocean.
这个是代表的福音的工作非常辽阔。
This means that the work of preaching the gospel is broad.
那么这效果呢也非常大。
And the effect is great.
所以福音的工作范围啊非常辽阔，效果也是非常大的。
Therefore, the work of preaching the gospel is broad and it's of great effect.
所以福音的工作是全世界性的。
Therefore, this work of preaching the gospel should be global.
请看马太福音24章14节。
Please turn to Gospel of Matthew, chapter 24, verse 14.
马太福音24章14节。
Matthew chapter 24, verse 14.
做天国的福音要传遍天下，对万民做见证，然后末期才来到天国的福音。
This gospel of the kingdom.
福音的大托网啊。
This net of the gospel.
要撒在这个世界的海里。
Will be let down into this ocean of the world.
所以这个福音要传遍天下。
So this gospel will be preached to the end of the earth.
我小时候就听传道说主耶稣快再来，现在一辈子快要过去了，还没有来。
Since little, I have been hearing the preachers saying that Jesus is coming soon, and but my life is about to. I have gone through so many years, but still I haven't seen Jesus coming yet.
传道者这样讲是对的，是不断的提醒你才会来遵循这个福音呐。
The message of the preacher is correct. He's trying to remind us so that we would treasure the gospel.
但是你也不要以为啊，这个福音还没有传遍，主耶稣还不会来的。
But do not think because the gospel has not preached to all over the earth, then Jesus will not come yet.
福音要传遍很容易啊。
It's quite easy for the gospel to preach over the earth.
只要神要助一臂之力，一个礼拜就可以传遍了。
As long as God is willing to help, then we can accomplish that in 1 week.
也许在这个网络发达的时候也不见得要那么久啊。
Especially during this time of internet and probably doesn't need that long.
所以主耶稣什么时候要再来，我们毫无了解。
So we cannot understand when Lord Jesus will come again.
不过根据主耶稣讲这个比喻，让我们知道福音的工作真的这个效果跟范围是非常辽阔的。
But from this parable told by Jesus, we know that the effect and the work of the God preaching the gospel is broad and is of great effect.
还有这个福音的网不是只有尊耶稣教会，要搞清楚。
And also this net of the gospel is not referring only to True Jesus Church. We have to understand this clearly.
我们还没有联络上的，还不了解的，其他地方也有福音的网啊。
There are nets of the gospel in other places, and they do not understand the truth clearly because we have not reached them.
神的教会。
The Church of God.
跟我们真耶稣教会是一体没有错，但是呢，神的教会还会包括其他我们不了解的。
the Church of God and True Jesus Church is one that is indeed true, but the Church of God also includes other churches that we do not understand yet.
主耶稣说我另外还有羊啊。
Lord Jesus said, I have other flocks.
所以我们的心要放开。
So we have to open our heart.
眼光要看眼。
We have to have good insight.
如果呢, 主看眼前看自己的, 没有办法推广福音的工作。
If we only look in front of us and only look at ourselves, we cannot develop this work of preaching the gospel.
这个大海里面你用大拖网, 也不过所拖的就是一个小部分而已。Even
in this vast ocean, you have this huge net and you drag it around, you can only go through a small area.
还有很多地方你没有办法撒到。
There are many other places that this net cannot reach.
你不能说那边没有神的主名。You
cannot say there are no people of God in those places.
也许其他的神的主名比我们更多啊。Maybe
in other places there are even more children of God.
那么网罗呢，大概有三种。And
there are about three types of nets.
陆海空都有。There
are ones on the land, in the ocean, and in the air.
海里面就是捕鱼的。
In the ocean, then they catch fish.
路上的就是在抓这个动物的。
And the nets on the land is used to catch the animals.
空中的就是在抓鸟。
And the nets in the air are used to catch birds.
陆海空都有网罗啊。
And on the land, in the ocean, in the air, we have nets.
除了这三种人所拿出来的网罗以外,
other than this three type of nets brought out by man,
还有神的网罗,
there's also the net of God.
并不是专门在把那些不好的人把他呢抓起来，不是的。
This God's net is not used only to catch those who are wicked.
你被神的网罗网住了。
If you are under the net of God,
刚开始好像后连到。
At first you would think maybe you're in trouble.
但是福气等在后头。
But blessings is waiting for you.
我们请看耶伯记十九章第六节。
Please turn to Job chapter 19 verse 6.
耶伯记十九章第六节。
Job chapter 19 verse 6.
我该知道是神擒缚我，用网罗围绕我。 耶伯这个人我们大概认识吧。I
think most of us know Job this person.
非常好的一个人。He
was a righteous man.
但是有一天呢，他所遭遇到的患难太大。But
one day he faced great tribulation.
他三个知己的朋友啊，很关心他，就来到他那边了。His
three close friends really cared about him, so they came to his side.
一口咬定说你一定是犯罪，今天才会这种下场。And
they were so sure that he suffered all these because he sinned.
这种断言呢是大错特错。And
their conclusion was wrong.
所以耶伯呢，听了这三个好朋友的话，所受的委屈很大。And
when Job heard the words of his three close friends, he felt that he was wronged.
因为呢。 这三个朋友呢，认为好人会得福气，平平安安的过到一辈子。Because
these three friends think that if you're a good person, you will only receive blessing and your whole life will be peaceful and smooth.
这种观念，也好像对，也好像不对。This
concept seems right, but it also seems wrong.
因为 人跟神不能相比呀。Because
we cannot compare man with God.
人所了解都很肤浅呐。The
understanding of man is only superficial.
人所看的都是眼前的事情。Man
can only see what's in front of their eyes.
这就是人无知的地方。And
this is the foolishness of man.
耶伯说神擒缚他。Job
said God wronged him.
非常不幸。And
he was suffering this misfortune.
神用网罗把他围绕住啊，让他躲不开啊。And
God drew his net around Job so he could not escape.
好像动物呢，被人用网住的时候，真的 很紧张。
It's like an animal caught by man using a net, and the animal would be really nervous.
鱼也是一样，鸟也是一样的。
Same for fish or birds.
所以从神来的网罗啊。
Therefore, this net that comes from God.
结果要怎么样？不知道。
We don't know what it will bring us.
我们人都以为会杀头啊，会伤害生命，不见得。
Man might think that this net would behead you or would harm your body, but it might not be the case.
有时候就是恩典在后头等你。
Sometimes the blessing is waiting for you.
请看诗篇六十六篇。
Please turn to Psalm 66.
十一节十二节。
Psalm 66, verse 11 and 12.
诗篇六十六篇十一节。
Psalm 66, verse 11.
你使我们进入网罗。把重担放在我们身上，你属人坐车砸我们的头，我们经过水河，你却使我们到丰富之地。作书的人的经历啊
，This is the experience of the poet.
刚开始真的很狼狈
，In the beginning it was awful.
好像被网罗网住了
，As if he was caught by a net.
好像被重担压得喘不过气来。
It's like he was heavily burdened, he could not breathe.
谁知道经过水火以后啊,
But who knows, after he went through the fire and water,
竟然到达丰富之地,
he came to a place of abundance.
无论是鸟鱼动物被网罗网住的时候都很紧张。
Birds or fish or animals, when they're caught by net, they will be very nervous.
人也是一样。
Same for man.
有的人还不了解这个福音的奥秘。
Some people still does not understand the mystery of the gospel.
被福音的网网住了。
But was caught under the net of the gospel.
你的朋友带你来教会，听到你，你紧张得要命。他们祷告怎么这个样子呢
？When your friend brought you to our church and you observe us the way we pray and you're so nervous, how come they pray like this?
刚开始不了解，难免有一些疑虑啊。
In the beginning, you do not understand, so then you have some questions.
但是呢，后来会渐渐让你觉得，哎，很好，不错。
Then slowly you will start to feel this place is quite good.
所以做书的人在这边说啊，神丰富的恩典往往摆在后头。
And therefore the poet tells us here that the abundant grace of God is usually at the end.
那么这个网罗临到呢？
And when this net comes,
也会证明一个人啊，真的不是很能干的，很无能啊。
It also proves that as humans, we have limited abilities.
对未来毫无所知啊。
We do not know anything about the future.
人就是对未来毫无所知。
Man knows nothing about the future.
请看诗篇啊，不是诗篇，传道书九章。
Please turn to Ecclesiastes.
传道书九章十二节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 29.
传道书九章十二节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 12.
原来人也不知道自己的奠基，鱼被恶王牵住，鸟被网罗捉住，祸患妇人临到的时候。世人陷在其中也是如此。这里有提到鱼跟鸟。
Here mentioned fish and birds.
他们如果事先知道有网罗会网住他们，他们会躲开的。
If they knew that a net is going to catch them, they will run away.
不是只有人才聪明，动物也很聪明，鸟、鱼也是很聪明的。
Men are not the only ones with wisdom. Also animals, they are quite clever. Fish and birds as well.
那么这里提到祸患临到人的时候，人事先不知道。
Here he mentioned that when tribulation come upon men, men does not know this beforehand.
等知道已经来不及了。
When they found out, it was already too late.
所以有的人平常都觉得我真的很能干，但是遇到这种事的时候，就觉得我。还是无能为力啊。
Therefore, there are some people who often think themselves as capable, but when they face hardship, they realize that they are useless.
So, 神在我们的上面，在我们周围，在我们的前后。
So, So God is above us, is around us, and in front of us, and behind us.
你要往哪里逃呢?
Where can you run to?
所以神的网罗临到。
So when the net of God comes down,
我们以为是祸，其实是福气啊。
We might think that it is trouble, but it's actually grace and blessing.
所以福音的网罗也是一样的。
Same for the gospel, the net of gospel.
那么福音的网罗呢？啊，现在继续在撒。
And now the net of the gospel is continually let down.
无论在撒网的，无论被网住的。
And the one letting down the net or those who are caught in the net.
都要努力的。
Both have to put in effort.
请看马太福音十一章十二节。
Please turn to Matthew chapter 11 verse 12.
马太福音十一章十二节。
Matthew chapter 11 verse 12.
从施洗约翰的时候。到如今，天国是努力进入的，努力的人就得着了。施洗约翰比主耶稣啊早出来传悔改的道理。
Ability to perform miracles and wonders.
他连一件神迹都没有行过。
He did not even perform one miracle.
但是他讲话很会感动。
But when he speak, he could touch many.People's hearts.
所以那时候听到他道理的人就认为神国临近了。
Therefore, those who heard his truth, his preaching, they would think that the kingdom of heaven is close.
那么主耶稣三十岁出来传道理的时候
，And then when Lord Jesus came out to preach the gospel when he was 30,
他会讲也会做的。
He knew how to speak. He could also carry out what he preached in action.
就讲的道理很好，神迹奇事又随着。
He gave good sermons, and he also could perform miracles and wonders.
但是主耶稣说啊,
But Lord Jesus said,
从施洗约翰到现在,
From the days of John the Baptist until now,
也可以说到以后,
And you can also say until later,
天国是努力的人进入,
The kingdom of heaven has been forcefully advancing, and forceful men lay hold of it.
所以被福音网住的这些人,
Therefore, all those who are under the net of the gospel
还不是到终点,
has not reached the end yet,
还要继续努力,
they have to continue to put in their effort.
所以这个福音的网, 无论在撒的人, 或者是被网住的人,
So this net of gospel, whether you are the person letting down the net or you are the person under the net,
都要感谢神的恩典。
You still have to give thanks to the grace of God.
只要肯用心下在信仰方面的
As long as you can put in your effort in improving your faith,
那神绝对不会亏待我们的
Then God will give you your reward.
他不会偏待的
He will not show favoritism.
请看《使徒行传》第十章
Please turn to Acts chapter 10.
三十四节、三十五节。
Acts chapter 10, verse 34-35.
使徒行传第十章三十四节、三十五节。
Acts chapter 10, verse 34-35.
彼得就开口说：“我真看出神是不偏待的。原来各国中那敬畏主、行义的人都为主所悦纳。”彼得有犹太人的观念非常强烈。
Peter has this concept that he took from the Jewish.
他绝对不传福音给犹太人以外的人。
He will not preach the gospel to anyone outside the Jewish community.
但是有一天他的意象当中啊，让他呢要去传福音给犹太人以外的人。
But one day he saw in his vision that he must preach to the Gentiles.
这个人叫哥尼流。
And this man's name is Cornelius.
他真的很为难。
And he find it quite hard to accept.
但是这个意象就是要他一定要做的。
But then this vision told him clearly he must do this.
等到他知道全盘的事情以后
，until he understood the whole picture.
他说神真的不偏待的。
He said God does not show favoritism.
在各国中敬畏主的人还是很多啊。
There are many people among all nations who feared God.
在我们教会里以外的全世界呢，敬畏神的人还很多啊。
Outside our church, in this whole world, there are still many people who fear God.
行义的人还是很多啊。
There are many people who are righteous.
这些人神会悦纳他。
All these people will be accepted by God.
我们不要太早就断定这些人是无望的。
we cannot reach this conclusion too early that they have no hope.
那要等到什么时候才了解呢?
And how long do we have to wait before we can understand?
就善恶分明呢?
How long can, do we have to wait before we can discern good and evil?
要等到呢, 主耶稣再来审判的时候,
when Lord Jesus comes again to judge the world, then we can tell who is good and who is evil.
请看马太福音25章,
please turn to Matthew chapter 25, verse 46.
马太福音25章46节,
Matthew chapter 25, verse 46.
这些人要往永行里去, 那些人要往永生里去。 这一节圣经才是真正断定谁是好人谁是不好的。
This verse is truly passing judgment on who is good and who is wicked.
所以神把所有的人牵在这个恩典里面的。
So God has called everyone under His grace.
要等到善恶分明，要等到这个时候。
And to be able to distinguish between the good ones and the bad ones, you have to wait until this time.
那在这之前呢, 都是良莠不齐啊。
And before this, good and evil will be mixed together.
不要因为这样埋怨神, 不要因为这样呢, 跟神疏远。
Do not because of this and complain to God.
不要因人的关系呢, 跟神的关系也拆开。
Do not depart from God because of your relationship between men.
当人性的弱点，往往因人的关系跟神呢疏远了。Because
of the weakness of man, a lot of times because of our bad relationship among ourselves, we depart ourselves from God.
这是非常遗憾的事情。This
is quite pitiful.
第二点来谈这个海呀。Second
point is regarding the ocean.
整个世界的人都是属于海里面的人。All
the people of this world belong to the sea.
所以圣经提到海呢, 是指的人的意思。
So when the Bible mentioned this lake, this ocean, they're referring to man.
请看以赛亚书57章。
Please turn to Isaiah.
57章。
Chapter 57.
20节21节。
Chapter 57, verse 20-21.
以赛亚书57章20节21节。
Isaiah chapter 57, verse
21节。我的恶人好像翻腾的海，不得平静，其中的水常涌出污秽和淤泥来。21节。我的神说，恶人必不得平安。这里提到作恶的人好像翻腾的海。Here
he mentioned the wicked are like the tossing sea.
但是作恶的标准没有提出来。
But it does not tell us the standard of judging who is wicked.
同样在以赛亚书里面有提到, 所有的世人在神的眼前都不洁净的。
And also in the book of Isaiah, it also tells us that all men on earth is not clean in the eyes of God.
世界上没有一个完全的人。
There is no perfect man on earth.
若既然这样, 所有的人都属于海啊。
Since this is the case, then all men belong to the sea.
所以福音的网呢, 就是要网住所有的人。
Therefore, the net of gospel wants to catch everyone.
这个海也指的一个国家。
And this sea, this ocean, also refers to a nation.
世界上有好几百个的国家。
There are hundreds of nations on this world.
大大小小都有。
There are bigger ones and smaller ones.
所以神呢, 用这个 海呢, 就是指的一个国家。
So when God spoke of sea, He is referring to a nation.
请看但以理书第七章。
Please turn to the book of Daniel,
第三节, chapter 7.
Book of Daniel, chapter 7, verse 3.
但以理书第七章第三节。
Book of Daniel, chapter 7, verse 3.
有四个大兽从海中上来, 形状各有不同。 那里见异象,
Daniel saw a vision.
四个大兽就是在当时有四个很大的国家。
These four great beasts refer to four big nations at that time.
那四个国家呢, 都是从海中上来。
And all these four nations came up out of the ocean.
所以所有的国家就是在这个世界的大海中。
So all the nations are in the sea of the world.
那么但以理所看的异象呢、啊、跟约翰在启示录所看的、啊、都有连带关系。
And the vision saw by Daniel is connected to the vision saw by John in Revelation.
我们再参看启示录十三章第一节。
Let's refer to Revelation chapter 13, verse 1.
启示录十三章第一节。
Revelation chapter 13, verse 1.
我又看见一个兽从海中上来，有十角七头，在十角上带着十个冠冕，七头上有亵渎的名号。又有一个兽从海中上来。
A beast came out of the sea.
这个也是在预言啊，这个世界上的国家一个联合体啊。
This is prophesying that the nations of the world will be one.
能力相当大的。
And when they are united, they have great power.
这个都会随着历史的演变啊出现出来。
And through history, we will see this.
所以到后来，这种势力会越来越大。
So in the end, this power, this influence will be greater.
所以让我们了解呀、啊。
So then we can understand.
有关海呢，指着啊，这个树人也指着国家。
So this sea refers to all the people on earth, also refers to the nations.
那么海中有很多的鱼呀、啊。
And in the ocean there are many fish.
所以鱼跟海脱不了关系的。
So the fish is connected to the ocean.
所以人也好像鱼一样。
And men are like fish.
这个都有连带关系。
These all have connected meanings.
没有人就没有国家。
If there's no man, then we have no nations.
有人的存在呢，才有一个国家的成立啊。
Only with the existence of man, then there is the establishment of the nation.
所以福音的网啊，要撒在那些没有敬拜神的国家，真的很困难。
Therefore, it is difficult for the net of gospel to be let down in those nations that does not worship God.
但是你也不能够否认神的能力啊。
But then at the same time, you cannot deny the power of God.
人认为不可能的，也有可能啊。
What is impossible to man might be possible to God.
因为神的这种福音的大托网就是要撒在这个大海里面呢。
Because this huge net of the gospel of the Lord is to be cast down onto this world, this great ocean of the world.
所以所有的人就是鱼啊。
So all men are fish.
请看哈巴谷书。
Please turn to Habakkuk.
第一章十四节十五节。
Habakkuk chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
旧约圣经1099页。
It's in the Old Testament.
中文哈。第一章十四节十五节
Chapter 1 verse 14 and 15
你为何使人如海中的鱼又如没有管辖的爬物呢他用钩钩住
15.
用网捕获用拉网聚集他们因此他欢喜快乐海跟鱼有连带关系
The fish and the ocean, they are...